1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
ABC
app.
ABC News, I'm Faitha Boobing. The State Department confirming two high-level officials were caught up in a massive cyber attack. The U.S. ambassador to China and the assistant secretary for East Asia. Their emails breached by possibly Chinese hackers, but no classified material is believed to have been stolen.
The White House isn't commenting on this latest revelation, which was first reported by the Wall Street Journal. Though Microsoft has attributed this attack to cyber spies linked to Beijing, the FBI is still investigating this matter. The White House, though, stresses that they take this very, very seriously and that they have taken steps to mitigate the fallout of this attack.
ABC's Mary Bruce. North Korea making threats over a U.S. nuclear submarine that had been docked in South Korea. The North says it could be grounds for a nuclear strike. South Korea says that would be the end of the North's regime. An overnight execution in Alabama, inmate James Barber put to death for a 2001 murder. This is ABC News. Israelis are once again in the streets and on highways protesting next week's vote to weaken the nation's courts. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, in a televised address, doubling down on passing the bill into law. The move would help him stay in power and escape conviction in his corruption trial. In Washington next week, Congress will examine years of mysterious encounters in the sky.
The Navy pilots who captured this video off the coast of Florida in 2015 couldn't explain it. In fact, no one has offered a clear explanation for that sighting and hundreds like it.
This is ridiculous, folks.
Republican Tim Burchett of Tennessee heads the House Oversight Committee, which will ask military witnesses and investigators what the Pentagon knows about unidentified anomalous phenomena.
And we're going to get to the bottom of it, dadgummit, whatever the truth may be.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
In Berlin, Germany, a search for a suspected lion has been called off. Experts now concluding that the animal is possibly a wild boar. Faith Abube, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. Part of a Senate bill has a local conservation group concerned about PFAS. Damerna Peshtigo-based SOH2O, which stands for Save Our Water, would like to see language removed from Republican-introduced Senate Bill 312. The group hosted a press conference in Green Bay on Wednesday with local residents, hoping to pressure lawmakers into amending the bill. They say the bill will weaken the DNR's ability to hold big corporations accountable for forever chemical runoff after spills. SOH2O member and Marinette City Councilman Doug Oitzinger explains.
Well, it invites some ambiguity in the DNR's authority to enforce what's known as the spills law. Anything like that is going to cause polluters to challenge whether the DNR does have that authority and invite litigation.
Marinette County has some of the worst PFAS contamination in the state. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Get ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha. With hit singles such as Redneck Crazy, Whiskey in My Water, and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food trucks and music, and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha. Your place to play. Visit our website for more information. Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of July, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on July 29th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Hey, this is Penny Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now. 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trigby Olson, Senior Advisor to the Project, Lincoln Project, that is. That this is authoritarianism, and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
At 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, text us at that same number. I want to welcome my guest, author Ronald Stedden. He's the author of The Prophet, presents an intriguing exploration of ancient prophecies from the Bible, the Quran, and the Tengu. He'll explain, I don't know what that one is, that may suggest our current days as the last days. He dives deep into the teachings of the man of mystery, predicted to emerge, whose mission is to unite the world in a new religion or anti-religion. Ron's book draws in interesting parallels between scriptures and modern global developments, such as the recent UN 26-13 vote instituting blasphemy laws forbidding criticism of Muhammad. Good morning to you, sir. Thank you very much for accepting my invitation.
Good morning, Earl. Thank you for having me.
If you can pronounce your name right.
Yes, my name is Ronald Stetson, S-T-E-T-T-O-N.
Okay, I was close, Stetson. All right. Let's talk a little bit about you.
Okay. A little bit about me.
Who are you?
I became a Christian 16, 17 years ago after family tragedy, and became very interested, of course, in Christianity. It was a crazy time here in the United States. We had a man appearing on stage that presented himself as a Christian, but acted anything other.
Who was that?
And I began to study. That would be Barack Hussein Obama. I began to study a little bit about him and his life growing up. And one of his major influences was the Quran. So against what most Christians would do, I went and bought myself a Quran and started to read.
Let me ask you, sir, with all due respect, you didn't accept Christianity for most of your adult life, and you want us to believe that because Barack Obama was elected president of the United States, that was reason enough for you to accept Christianity. All the other things that happened in your life.
No. So the reason for my accepting Christianity was a family tragedy and something that had to do with.
So why did you not accept Christianity before that? Because as a young man, I accepted Christianity because my parents, and that's what happened when we were very young. We were taught those things. Why did you say no to that?
Well, and I appreciate that. My parents were not faithful Christians. However, I, as a young man, would often have conversations with a God I did not know and ask him, look, if you exist, I'm inviting you into my life, and I would love to know you. Unfortunately, when I made those prayers, I did not tell God, I didn't give him an instruction book on how to make the introduction. And it was a very difficult time, but I got through that. And I'd been a Christian for 3 years prior to, so I became a Christian in 2004. And I saw what was happening in 2007, just 6 years after the towers fell.
So let me say this, sir, because
sure.
The definition of a Christian is one who accepts Christ as his Lord and Savior, who believes that Jesus shed his blood for you. That's basically the definition of what a Christian is.
I'd agree with that.
Okay. So I don't know how the fact that Barack Obama became the president of the United States, and if you know that's the definition of a Christian, that somehow you create a correlation between President Barack Obama and your Christianity.
No, what that did was, as a Christian, I saw who this man was coming up on stage.
Who was he? What did you see?
I knew a little bit about his upbringing.
So what did you see?
I was very concerned about the things he said.
Like what?
And the things
For instance. What did he say?
Well, for instance, let me jump ahead in Barack Obama's tenure, and then let's get back. I don't want to get stuck about in the beginning because that's going to use up all of our time.
No, we don't. We have but time, after, sir. I'll control the time. It's my show.
That's fine.
So again, what was it that you saw? Because I think this is really important for people to hear this, because a person who calls himself a Christian. And it's easy to call ourselves different things. I can say I'm a Christian, but if I don't follow the precepts of what Christianity is, it's living it. It's not what we call ourselves. So
I absolutely 100% believe there are 50% of the Christian population out there is truly not Christian. They'll call themselves that, but truly
sir,
not Christian.
Sir. When you pick out a number, it makes people stop and say, hey, man, I know plenty other, I know a lot of Christians. I'm almost 70 years old. And you pick out a number and you say 50% of the Christians aren't Christians. So it makes people stop and wonder, where'd you get that number?
So where I get the number is based on the world accepted population of Christians right now. If you were to look it up, would say somewhere around 2.4 billion. But half of that 2.4 billion is of a completely different faith with different traditions that was anchored about 300 years after Jesus' prophets laid down their pens. So when you take 1.2 billion from 2.4, you get about 50% of the people that call themselves Christians. And it ends up being basically one in six adults on the planet.
Well, you do know that there are all sorts of denominations of Christian. Protestant, Lutheran,
yes,
Catholic, you know, on and on and on. So are you, and I have to ask you these questions because you wrote this book. which kind of denoting that you're an expert on what this is. And so I have to ask you these questions.
So what makes me an expert on this is not my upbringing. It's not how long I've been a Christian. What makes me an expert on this, and again, I'm using your words, not mine, okay? All I've done is read, okay? I've read the Bible thoroughly. I've read multiple versions of the Bible, KJV, NIV. I just read.
The New Standard Revised Edition, the King James, and on and on and on. There are what, 16 different versions? 16 different versions of the Bible. So go ahead.
Yeah. Correct. And you know, they have different words, but they have relatively the same meaning. So sometimes it's necessary to use a particular version of a Bible to say what it is that I'm trying to get across. But what I'm telling you is not only have I read this text, not only have I read the Bible, but again, I had reason to go and read the Quran. And it was on... It's the first chapter of the Quran, which is actually on page 3 of the one I was reading, that I was absolutely stunned. I mean, the first chapter has 7 verses, and I immediately recognized what those verses
were. What were they?
The that 7 made you... verses.
Go ahead.
Sure. The 7 verses basically are the 7 thunders that are not announced. I mean, they're announced in the Bible in Revelation 10, but John doesn't tell us what those are. John was told not to write them down and to keep them basically hidden for now. The world would soon find out what they were. Those 7 verses are the same 1:7 that was written by Daniel in chapter 9.
So we don't have enough time to go through all those things, but basically they said what? Basically they say what?
Okay, so here are the 7 verses. It says, "Praise be to Allah, the Lord of worlds." That's verse 1. The beneficent, the merciful.
Allah is their term for God.
Okay, Allah is the proper name for their God.
Okay, but we're talking about whether we call a person, you know, God or Allah or whoever, people use different terms for who their God is. But go ahead.
Correct. And that's the normal response, is that's the Arabic word for God is Allah.
Okay, so go ahead.
The prophet was very clear in that has become his proper name. And that's important.
That doesn't matter to me, sir. Why should that be? Why should that be an issue?
Oh, it's very simple. Here's the issue. Because in Daniel 11, it talks about the king who exalts himself, which is the false prophet, and the false prophet introduces a foreign god, little g god, a foreign god. So that the foreign god that was introduced by the false prophet has a proper name.
Okay, so listen, we've got to go to a break. Hold the thought. We've got to go to a break. Sir, I have to say to you, you know, we're gonna have to move a little quicker. We can't go back to all of this, but you said some things that warrant questioning. And I got to go to a break. We'll be right back. My guest is Mr. Ronald Stetton. We'll be right back.
We're live here outside the Perez family home, just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes.
Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, otherwise partly cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 82, winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, lows around 58, partly cloudy. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms, high temperatures reach up to 82. Low 80s, Sunday, mid 80s, sunshine mixed with clouds at times, Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 70.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
Ooh, yeah. With this ring, I promise I'll hold. Love you, always love you. With this ring, I promise I'll always love you, always love you. They used to call me the wanderer who never wanted to settle down.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is author Ronald Stetson. And he's here to discuss his latest book, The Last Day's Deception. So, sir, let's try to, you know, move on down the road. You brought up former President Barack Obama as being a lightning rod in your life of something that, you know, that kind of made you, you know, want to write this book. And so what was it about President Obama?
So what it was about him, again, I wanted to know his background. So he was the reason that I went to read the Quran, because I knew in his early life, he was taught the Quran. And most people who are of that persuasion are recommended and encouraged to memorize the Quran. That's all he was.
So if that's the case, what is wrong with that?
Nothing. So I wanted to know what was in there that he learned. I wanted to know what influenced him in his life.
Let me say this to you, sir, and then I'll give you a chance.
That was the motivation.
But I have to tell you that if what motivated you to find out about the Quran, the Holy Quran, was President Barack Obama, I got to question why, with all the other reasons, you know, maybe searching for truth. You know, most people, when they, you know, I've read the Quran, read the Bible.
I know.
Okay.
So,
you know, you correct. The Torah.
That's a great statement. Most people.
I didn't do it because Barack Obama was president.
Okay. So I have read the Quran. I have not only read the Quran, but I have compared. That is Muhammad's testimony is the Quran. That's his testimony. I have compared Muhammad's testimony to the biblical warnings about Jesus opposing. And that's what the book is about.
Sir.
I compare the biblical warning and what this man will say,
sir,
what he will do, and what he will accomplish compared to the
sir, let me ask you, let me ask you something, sir.
Sure.
Do you believe that, you know, since all human beings were created in the same fashion by the same creator, that there's only one truth given, and the only truth in, since the creator created everybody, that he only gave one truth, and that only truth is to Christians? Is that what you're telling me?
What I'm telling you is the biblical truth, as you put it, the biblical truth, God says, this is my word, this is what will happen. So if God says, what will happen?
Hold on, let me finish.
And if he gives us warnings about this man, and if we discover those warnings in another prophet's testimony, isn't that worth discussing with other people?
So when you say what God said, I don't know what God said. I wasn't there.
I wasn't there either.
So then his words, you know, that if you read the Old Testament, that is the Torah. That's the Jewish Bible. And then the New Testament is something altogether different. And all the different versions. And the Bible was written in Hebrew. I don't know. I don't read Hebrew, do you? So when you say God's words, sir,
what the book is about, Earl, you're giving me reasons why you would doubt the Bible. It's been written in every language.
You are talking in absolute terms. And what I'm saying to you is you don't know because you weren't there. And so when you say absolute things about the book that I've read more than once,
not
the Bible.
Huh? What I'm trying to do and what I'm trying to convey to you and your listeners is that I have gone through the biblical warnings about one particular man, the things he will say and the things he will do. There is one man who 1400 years ago started a religion that opposed all the other prophets. It opposed everything.
Okay, so hang on. We've got to go to a break, sir. And Tom, we'll give you a chance on the other side. Sir, do you know there's more than the Bible and the Quran? There are other holy books, right? Are you aware of that?
Are you asking me?
Yes.
Yes.
So why are you just picking out the Holy Quran and not the other holy books? Hold on. And not just the other holy books that also disagree with the Bible. Are you aware of that?
Let me answer.
On the other side, 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
I always love you. Baby, I never thought so much love could fit in a little band of gold. I feel it in my heart, got it in my soul. With this ring, I promise I'll always love you. With this ring, I promise I'll always love you. You know that I love you, baby. I promise I'll all of my heart. I've got to keep you near.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. ABC News has learned that former President Trump will stand trial on May 20th of next year on charges that he mishandled classified material. A court filing says the trial will take place at federal court in Fort Pierce, Florida.
I left my heart.
Singing legend Tony Bennett died this morning at his home in New York City. Bennett's career spanned some 70 years. He had been living with Alzheimer's since 2016. He survived by his wife, two sons, two daughters, and nine grandchildren. Tony Bennett was 96. The State Department is confirming that two high-level officials have been caught up in a massive cyber attack. The U.S. ambassador to China and the assistant secretary for East Asia had their email breached by Chinese hackers between May and mid-June, but it's thought that no classified material was taken. And another day of record-breaking triple-digit heat in western and southern states, 100 million Americans are under heat alerts. This is ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. A 78-year-old woman was killed in a two-car crash in O'Connell County. The incident happened Wednesday afternoon around 4:45 in a construction zone in Little Suamico on Highway 41. The O'Connell County Sheriff's Office says an SUV driven by a 70-year-old man was going too fast and crashed into another car that had slowed down as it was trying to merge. Both cars slammed into the median. The SUV had three other people, one of which was the victim, who was taken to the hospital where she passed away. No other injuries were reported, and the investigation is active. The Fond du Lac Police Department is investigating the death of a prisoner at Taycheedah Correctional Institution. According to the Department of Corrections, 68-year-old Cindy Schulz Yedis was found unresponsive in her cell. Authorities were unable to revive her. Yedis was serving a life sentence for her husband's murder back in 2006. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin.
At noon, Civic Media Network News.
At 12:15, Town Call.
1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Voss, so I called Robin Voss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Join us at 844-967-2789, Texas, at that same number. My guest is Mr. Ronald Stetton, and he's written a book. He's an author. He's written a book called The Prophet. It presents an intriguing exploration of ancient prophecies from the Bible to the Quran that may suggest our current days as the last days. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Tom, thank you. You say what, sir?
Sir, first I have a question. First, I have a question for you, sir. What is your definition of Christianity?
So the definition of Christianity is to know and believe as the Son gave his life for us to reunite us back with his Father. That was his gift.
Steps of Christ, to do as Christ would have done. My definition is where Jesus, when he saw the actual physical person, Jesus, saw where people were making a mockery of his temple and said, how dare you make a mockery of my temple by taking the people's money? Now, let me ask you, where are you going to be donating the money that you make from your end of time books?
The time book, as you call it, is not geared, was not written for profit. Do people have to buy it? Yes. Did I need to write a book? Yes. Why did I need to write the book? Because there are 70 warnings about Jesus' opposer in the Bible, 70 that I could find. And I have matched all 70 of those with the statements made by Muhammad in the Quran. That's the reason I wrote the book, not for the prophets. I'm not, you know, it's a diversion. It's a rabbit hole to talk about what I'm going to do with the money. Who cares about that? What's important here is what I came on to say. And so far, I understand this. People are doubtful. I get that. You should be. But so far, been a lot of interruptions. Nobody's heard what I have to say about what Jesus had to say as the word of God compared to what his opposer said and did. But so far, I haven't been able to give any.
Well, so, sir, let me do this. Let me give you that chance. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Let's start with the most basic of things. Right? Jesus' opposer is going to be Antichrist. I think we'd all agree on that. And I think we would all agree that the definition of Antichrist was given by John. He wrote it. He said, who is the liar? It is the man who denies that Jesus is the Christ. Such a man is the Antichrist. He denies the Father and the Son. That's the definition. This is what Muhammad said. He said the beneficent has no son. So I am the foremost to serve God. So in one statement, he declares himself to be Antichrist.
Let me ask you, sir, because you make these things simplistic, and they're not simplistic. Because again, if I'm to believe what you say, then Muslims, based on the Holy Quran, opposed to Christ. And I don't know one Muslim who doesn't respect Christ. And I know a lot of Muslims.
The Christ that the Quran talks about is not the Christ that you and I know. That is not the word of God. The Christ that Muhammad taught came down off the cross alive. He was not the Son of God, and he is
so,
not
sir,
God's gift.
So, sir, here's my issue with what you are saying. Let me finish. Okay, so here's my issue. Here's my issue. There's only one religion in the world that believes in the Christ that Christians believe in. There's only one. And that's Christianity. All the other religions of the world don't agree with that. All the other religions of the world don't believe that Christ and God are one. It's so only
we're
one.
We're in agreement on that.
Okay.
We're in agreement. And what does God say Satan will do? He said he will lead the whole world astray.
But, sir, again, the point I'm making to you is you're speaking from the perspective of Christianity and all these other religions that exist as well on the planet Earth are being totally dismissed by you.
So what I'm making is a direct comparison to God's warning and how that warning has been fulfilled by one man. To take this off onto all other religions again is a completely different argument.
No, it's not.
This is about one man and what
I know because, sir, it's because you have chosen to look into one book and one man and to write your book about one religion and one man. If you look into the Torah and other books, holy books, you will also see that there are people you can point to in those books as well that will differ in the views that you are talking about.
Earl, what I can tell you is this. There's no reason to go look at all those other books when one man has fulfilled all the warnings about Jesus' opposer in the Bible. One man. He's fulfilled 70 of 70 warnings.
Sir, 70 now, of 70. So let's go to how you tie Barack Obama into this. Because when
now,
you tie, because when you tie,
because, again,
because when you
told you that Barack Obama was just, it's simply an influence on me to go understand what his childhood was like and what he knew, what
sir,
his upbringing was.
You don't understand. You don't understand.
Barack Obama is not the Antichrist. He's not. He was very simply somebody who allowed. Remember the Arab Spring? Guess where that came from? Barack Obama. Remember
sir.
ISIS?
Sir,
guess where that was created.
Sir, you expose
guess
yourself.
When
sir,
ISIS was created.
You expose yes. yourself when you make those kinds of statements. Maybe
well,
you felt
inaccurate.
Maybe
are
you felt,
wrong?
Sir. Maybe you failed to understand that when you make those kinds of statements, you open yourself up to quackism.
I'm asking you the question: who was president when the Arab Spring began?
Sir, I don't care. I know who the president of the United States was. I'm saying when your credibility has to be challenged when you speak in absolute terms and then you bring in Barack Obama and start talking about the Arab Spring.
I brought Barack Obama in. And again, you want to keep going back to Barack. I told you what his influence was, simply for me to go read the Quran. That was it. So I read the Quran. Do you remember 9/11, Earl?
What's your point, sir?
I'm just asking, do you remember 9/11?
Sir, I'm 69 years old. Probably
okay,
remembered
so
better than you. Probably
we
remembered better than you, but go ahead.
Do you remember when all the broadcasters were asking why? Everybody's asking why. Why? Why would anyone do this? Why? Why? There's an answer.
What's the answer, sir?
There's an answer why.
Why?
There was an absolute directive given by Muhammad. One directive.
But hey, Muhammad is dead. Muhammad has been dead. What directive did Muhammad give? He's been dead. And when did he come back and give the directive to take down the World Trade Centers?
Let's go back, okay? And yes, he is dead. And he's meant to be. And there's biblical word on that.
What do you mean meant to be? All of us are going to die. So, but go ahead.
So first of all, let's go back to my question. Why? Everybody asks the question, why? To the hypocrites and the non-believers, Muhammad said this to his people about them. He said, wherever you are, death will overtake you, though you are in towers raised high.
Oh, sir, thank you very much. Thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. He's written books,
and people love it.
I know. Hey, man, wait a minute, man. Wait a minute. He's written books. He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. He came into Christianity 17 years ago, he said. And yet he knows all there is to know about Christianity. He's been a Christian for 17 years. He knows enough, Calvin. I think you said he's written several books.
At least two.
Okay. My. Tom.
I'm here, Earl.
Go ahead.
No, I just think it's laughable. First off, I think George War Criminal Bush was the president during 9/11.
I know, but I don't even need to go there.
I don't want to get on a tangent. Do they ever read Matthew? They always seem to go to Revelation. But do they ever read Matthew? Have they ever read other Bibles? And also, if the only thing I remember about Barack Obama, which actually brought me closer to Christ, was his mother said, do unto others what you would want done unto you. Wow, those words came directly from Jesus Christ. And wow, I'm sure they came from other great religions. It is these people, these false gods before us, Donald Trump, George War Criminal Bush, Ronald Reagan. It's these people that use religion as a cult to get people to vote against their best interest, scare the hell out of people, so therefore they can rob all the money going out the backside. That's what this is all about. That's why I asked him, where is the money going? Oh, I don't know where the money's going to go. Well, why not? If you want to go and donate it to a poor school or to people that are hungry or need to be fed or whatever, I might even go buy your book because I believe that those are things that Christ would have done.
So, Tom, he said I didn't give him a chance. And
oh, my Lord.
And so
you give him a chance. You give. I thought it was CJ's cousin for a second, actually. I wasn't sure.
You said but the fact of the matter is, he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. And so
none of these guys do. They're all hucksters.
Yeah. And you know what Jesus Christ
said? You are my shepherd. Take care of my sheep. All of these people that are hucksters that basically take the money and lead people astray. I'm sorry, if there is a hell, which I don't know if I believe there is or not. Those people are headed there, I think, if God has his way, because I'll tell you what, they're not taking care of the innocent sheep that are in this planet.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call, man. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at NEWRadon.com. NEWRadon.com. Get a free test kit now.
We'll be right back.
pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albus Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albus Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 82. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows around 58. Partly cloudy. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 82. Low 80s Sunday. Mid 80s. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 70.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
Alright, well, you don't have to answer. Just listen.
I don't mind when you say that you're going away. I just don't wanna be lonely. And I don't care if we share.
Text 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. So we want to give away some tickets. And let's go caller number one. How many pack for State Fair?
You have a family four pack to the State Fair.
A family four pack to State Fair. Caller number one. And, you know, I got to tell you, State Fair tickets got to be $25 a piece. That's a $100 package to caller number one for the Wisconsin State Fair. And caller number two will receive a three-pack. Is that what it is?
That is right.
A three-pack of Brewer tickets for Monday's game against the league-leading Atlanta Braves. Again, caller number one, a four-pack of State Fair tickets, and caller number two will receive three tickets for the Braves against the Brewers on Monday. You know, that last conversation, conservative guy. And so I've got a guy who, and I need to have conversations with conservatives. He books conservatives from across the nation. And I have had this guy and used him for many years. And I have had great conservative hosts, callers over the years that we can have a dialogue and a conversation with. And I think radio is yin and yang. And I think good conversation is not the amen corner where everybody agrees. And so I've from time to time, I like to have these dialogues and conversations with the other side of things. So you may ask the question, Earl, why do you have these conservatives on if you know what the outcome is going to be? Well, I just think it's good radio. I honestly just think it's good radio. If we have somebody on the other side who has something of value and substance to say. Unfortunately, the gentleman I had on this morning, didn't have much to say. He clearly did not have much of substance and value to add to a conversation that is a serious conversation that needs to be had and that if had properly at the root of it is can lead to further thought. And to me, that's what, you know, radio should be about. Not that we're only on one side of things. And I constantly push to try to create the dialogue on both sides. And so when I had this, and the gentleman gave me this guy, and I thought that we could have that conversation, an adult conversation. But we can't have an adult conversation when, you know, someone just thinks because I say things and I've written a book that I can't be challenged on, you know, anything that I've written. Let's go quickly to Karina. Hey, Karina, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning. You know what? It really ticks me off when the people start talking about Christianity as an elite religion. And if somebody considers themselves Antichrist, they practically are a devil worshiper. And this is not true. Because you can take a Hindu religion, and they are Antichrist because they have nothing to do with Christ at all.
Right.
So this is such a, you know, that the elite and superficial and absolute, as you said, termination of a Christianity. You want to believe in Jesus? Go ahead and do it. But why you claim that your religion is the best of everything?
So really,
and
Karina, that's my point. We live in a nation where all of these different religions are acceptable. Right? That's what America is supposed to be. Well, don't get upset if somebody, you know, from a different religion has a different view.
And I, whatever written for those people who believe and coming from the culture or into a belief, this is their business. This is their peace.
Yes.
But to tell, yeah.
Yes, it's
to tell.
Go ahead, Karina.
To tell that you are truly the Antichrist, because when you hear Antichrist, you automatically think that they believe in devil worshiping, and it's not true. It's simply not true. Even the Judaism do not believe in Christ. So and that's why Jewish people were hunted down all over the Europe. Just because everybody would call whoever wanted to call them Antichrist, they would call them Antichrist.
Hey, Karina.
I
wish we had more time. We got to run. Thank you very much for the call. Thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on Monday. Calvin, have a great weekend. See you all later.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.